Righto, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
What's your read on Tesla? I mean, you know, there was a bit of good, bit of bad, wasn't there?
A little bit mixed, but yeah. I mean, I think there's sort of a bigger picture in the background. And the interesting thing is, despite the sort of wholesale focus of attention we've got right now on the Middle East conflict, we're also in the background monitoring the progress of the first quarter earnings announcements in the US, which is so far, you know, as an aside, is going pretty well because the bulk of companies reporting are exceeding analyst expectations. And just before we get into Tesla, this is important right now because US share markets for most of this week seem to be responding to the sort of earnings sort of issue, less so the sort of on again, off again potential ending of the Middle East conflict. But as I look this morning, you know what my barometer is, Mike, is there oil flowing through the Straits of Hormuz? And this morning there isn't. But this sort of earnings resilience, company earnings resilience, the expected growth in earnings, those are sort of one of the key factors behind that, what I would call sort of the optimistic view. Last week was the turn of the financial companies, which was generally good. Yesterday after we spoke, we got Tesla. Their earnings beat expectations, so you got a tick there. Revenue slightly below expectations, $22.4 billion worth of revenue in the first quarter, up around 16% on last year. Earnings per share above expectations, $477 million of net income, that's also up, and free cash flow well above expectations. But the sort of key point here was a lift in their forecast capital expenditure, their capital spending. And there's so much capital expenditure in the US at the moment. Just think of the big tech companies spending on AI. Well, Tesla sort of joined that party. Previously, they said they were going to spend $20 billion on CapEx. They pushed that up to $25 billion. But what's most interesting, I think, from my point of view, is sort of the reason and the rationale behind that spending. And, Mike, it's the pivot. It's the pivot. Musk wants to transform this company away from being sort of a car-focused company and more to an AI and robotics company. So that extra spending, they're expanding the factories that produce their Optimus humanoid robots. All about robots, Mike. We're all going to have one. Did you know that? In five to ten years, you won't be folding the washing. Your little humanoid robot will be doing. They'll be unpacking the dishwasher. That's a whole other topic, isn't it? But of course, there's also they've got their cyber cab, the autonomous car, which is going to drive us all around while robots at home are folding your washing and putting things away. But look, it is still a car company at the moment, and they were making positive noises about Tesla, about the cars. But despite the fact that Q1 sales were actually probably their second worst quarter since mid-2022, well, the end result, Mike, was the share price was down a little bit in overnight trading, about 3.4%. But fascinating story going on there.
Exactly. PMIs, Australia good, US good, Japan good.
Yeah, look, this is interesting, isn't it? So the state of the global economy is using the wee barometer of the PMIs, the Purchasing Manager Indexes. Australia released yesterday, so they all get released in a flurry. We have a flurry of PMIs. Look, pretty resilient in Australia. Manufacturing PMI rose to 51 in April, 49.8 previously, so it flipped from contraction to expansion. Business activity, 50.3 from 46.3. The composite also improved. What I would say, Mike, in Australia in March, those numbers had a precipitous fall, so they're reversing some of that weakness. Yeah, overnight, big picture, despite the Middle East conflict, US economy may be cooling but still looking resilient. Yeah. And we're trying to look through the conflict at what is the sort of macro environment when oil is flowing again. And the swing factor, of course, is the length of time until that actually happens. But US flash PMI overnight, manufacturing 54 from 52.3. Services 51.3, expanded from the previous contraction. Composite 52 from 50.3. Japan manufacturing looking exceedingly robust, 55.4 their PMI there. That's the highest in Japan since February 2014. But it looks like there the manufacturers sort of front-loaded production because of concerns around the Middle East conflict. But if I had to pick a general tone and use one adjective, it would be resilient.
I reckon. Give me some numbers.
Right. So the Dow Jones. So there's a little bit of a turnaround now. We're heading into the weekend. Lots of things happen over the weekend, as we know. So the Dow Jones is down 0.4%, 198 points. 49,293. The S&P 500 is down 42 points. That's 0.58%. 7,096, but still above the 7,000 level. The NASDAQ is down 0.91%, 223 points. 24,434. Overnight, small loss for their FTSE 100, 19 points, 10,457. The Nikkei was down 0.75%, 59,140. 0.3% fall in the Shanghai Composite, 4,093. The Aussies yesterday lost 50 points, 8,793. And the NZX 50 down 0.47%, 61 points, 12,884. Kiwi dollar has come off a little bit, 0.5866. Against the US. It is once again flirting with the 82 cent mark against the Aussie, 0.8212, 0.5016 against the Euro, 0.4353 against the Quid, 93.59 Japanese Yen. Gold is trading at $4,712. And yeah, Brent crude, it's sort of inching up because this thing just doesn't look like it's ending, does it? $106.51.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Sri Lanka, Mike.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Why not? And you know what? I'm going to watch rugby in Sri Lanka. New Zealand under 85 kilo team. My nephew's playing. So
oh, I was going to say, because you're not under 85 kilos.
Well, you never know. Maybe, you know, but I like to keep that. There's always a mystique, Mike, that you want to keep the mystique about that sort of thing.
All right. Well, you have a very good time. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.